Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Sturm. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Henrik. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Henrik reaches second base with a double. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Appling scores. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturm hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hogue moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henrich hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keller. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Keller steals second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzuto strikes out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturm hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolf for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Rizzuto applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-2 in the game. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Rizzuto applying the tag. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag who is chasing the ball. Rolf reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Selkirk bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Selkirk moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0-for-3 in the game. Rizzuto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Selkirk scores. Dickey moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Gordon scores. Rizzuto moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0-for-4 in the game. Sturm bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rizzuto scores. Ruffing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Ruffing moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Henrich hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Rizzuto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rizzuto fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.